What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It is a Saturday. The sun is out. The rain has moved on. Smoke moves in again tomorrow. Once again, air quality alert Sunday and Monday. It has been a tough summer weather-wise. We're going to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us, and stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
I've been okay until you told me the smoke's coming back. Not happy about that.
Hate but, to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm just... Reading the word, once again, air quality alert for the entire state. Worse in northern Minnesota than it is here in the metro area, but still worth keeping an eye on. 9 a.m. Sunday until 9 a.m. Tuesday.
Whoa. Yeah, well, yeah. We're kind of used to it. This has been going on for like 3 months, and, you know, we had it last year as well. But, you know, toughing it out in the mornings and still catching fish. Things have slowed down a little bit, and I've been scouting, duck stuff, you know, right now the last week or so. And I'll tell you, in northern Minnesota, northwestern Minnesota, we have a tremendous wild rice crop. And I don't know why, if it was the low water in the spring or the high water we've had in the last, you know, couple months, the wild rice is just crazy. And the ducks are loving it. And I think this is going to make a big deal going. I think the locals are going to hang around a little bit more, and the migrants will be attracted to that wild rice, and that's really good news to see a really good wild rice crop. I think that's going to be, it's going to bode well for the waterfowlers this year.
Yeah, Steve, another thing, speaking of hunting season, is pheasant activity. Very, very early, have you seen pheasants in your travels?
I have, and actually I had a dozen really small, tiny little pheasants fly across my truck a couple days ago.
Wow.
They were barely able to fly, and that's quite a nice brood right there. So, yeah, you know, Grant County, Douglas County, some of the counties, you know, that aren't really known for pheasants seem to have some pretty good birds this year. Again, it's hard to say. You know, the corn is up, the beans are up. It's really hard to tell, but... The deer, I think they fared, you know, very well over the winter. There's a lot of does with two or three fawns, and it looks like they pulled off, you know, just as good as you can get, because I've been seeing a lot of deer early in the morning and late at night. So, you know, right now it looks, the duck thing looks good, the pheasants look good, the deer thing looks good. Just waiting for this water temperature to go down a little bit, because, you know, the fishing is really slowed, and a couple of these big water lakes I've been on, just like Otter Tail is a good example. There are so many perch in that lake. They are everywhere. I'm graphing them on my electronics everywhere I go, from 20 to 40 feet of water, huge clouds. And, you know, that's a good thing, I guess, for the lake. But for fishing, man, they got so much food. They don't even need to chase your bait. So I think it's going to be quite slow until probably getting into October. And I've seen that on other lakes as well. So it looks like there was a great, you know, bait fish hatch overall, which is good, you know, naturally. But for fishing, it's going to make it a little bit tough, you know, until they knock those down. So, you know, we'll have to see.
Yeah, Steve, deep water now if you're chasing walleye?
You know, not really, Steve. We're still in that kind of shallow situation, which... Again, I have no explanation. They've been shallow, and the crappies have been shallow since, you know, opening fishing in May. And I don't know. You know, our water temperature went up pretty high, and then it went way down. And right now it's 73, 74, which is really ideal. And I'm still catching fish in 8 to 12 feet of water. And I've been checking, you know, my deep water haunts and stuff, and I'm not seeing fish out deep. They're still shallow. Weed growth is, you know, depending on the lake you're on, you know, could be 14 feet, 15 feet, but these fish are definitely relating to the edge of the weeds, depending on the lake that you're on, the water quality. There are some algae issues that are starting now, especially in Grant County. I've been down there quite a bit, and it's getting kind of nasty down there. We're getting the blue-green algae down there into Douglas County. So, you know, you do have those issues in farm country right now at this time of the year, which is very typical. But I'm catching fish there. It's just, it doesn't look really great. It's kind of nasty water, but, you know, it'll come and it'll go. That's what, you know, blue-green algae does. It blooms for a while, and then it leaves, and you know, we've been helped with a lot of good rainfall, which has diluted it quite a bit. And actually, Steve, for the first time in probably 2-3 years, I can tell you the water levels are actually coming up and looking good. After, you know, 3 years of really low water, we've really made up for it, and things are looking good.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those things where things transition very quickly into fall and hunting season. And, Steve, I would assume, talked to you on the radio for a long, long time, you're kind of chomping at the bit. The bow season coming up rapidly.
You know, this is the time of year, Steve, I'm kind of tired of cleaning leeches out of my bow, charging batteries, and I'm getting a little semi-burned out because I've been on the water since March, and yeah, the dove season starts in 4 weeks, so that's something to really think about. Bow season, 6 weeks. So yeah, this is all right around the corner, and, you know, this is the time of year we start thinking about that and getting our stuff, you know, in order and practicing with the bow and getting the shotgun out. So yeah, it'll be here, you know, before you know it. So we're almost through, you know, August. August is just blazing by. And, you know, so far we're, you know, it's just this weather, Steve. I'm telling you, we're getting front after front and storms at night and just the craziest weather and still catching fish. But it's really kind of affected the consistency of the fishing. It's just, it seems like every 2 days we're getting all kinds of thunderstorms through here. And so I hope things kind of moderate a little bit, and I really don't want to see any more, you know, 80s and 90s. I'd really like to see the 60s and 70s. So as things cool down, we'll have a great fall fishing season, and that usually starts about beginning of October, middle of October, and things cool down, and then it really gets going great.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but we had some big thunderstorms rumble through the cities last night. It popped me out of bed at about 2:30 or so. I was like, what is going on?
Well, fish don't like that, Steve. They don't like lightning. Heavy rain's not a big deal, but they don't like that either. And it really does put them off their patterns and, you know, move them off their shallow areas. And it's very disruptive for fishing. But, you know, 14, 18, 20 hours later, they'll come around again. But they don't like it any more than you do. And they don't want to get woken up like you do.
That was a bummer, and I just wanted to make sure that everything was okay. And then it was like, all right, I think we'll survive. You know, it is amazing with thunderstorms. I've learned, all right, we get that initial gust front, and we get the big winds, and then, all right, time to go back to bed. We survived. But we got over an inch in my neck of the woods, so... we got plenty of rain. That has not been an issue. Well, Steve, have a good week, and we'll do it again next Saturday.
All right. That's great, Steve. Take care, man.
There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. He's been joining us for years, and before you know it, we'll be jumping right into that fall hunting season. It is 4:15. We'll come back, get you up to date on the headlines. A first in the major leagues. A woman is now an umpire in the big league. I don't know what took so long. This has really been a non-story in the NBA for a long time. A lot of women are working games in the NBA, and that it's years. It's a non-story, but the big leagues broke that barrier today. We'll get into that. Some golf. The FedEx Cup playoffs are underway. And in all their wisdom, they're playing a tournament in early August in Memphis, Tennessee. It makes no sense. We'll get into all of that here on News Talk. E3O WCCO.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.